Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump took to the road on Friday, where he delivered a pep talk to workers in the state of South Carolina. He was on hand to see Boeing show off its new Dreamliner aircraft.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA.
Meantime, Mr. Trump is still trying to stabilize his national security team. On Monday, he demanded the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, following revelations that Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about Flynn's contacts with Russia. Mr. Trump's first choice to replace Flynn, retired Vice Admiral Robert Harward, turned down the offer. The White House now says that Mr. Trump might interview national security candidates through the weekend. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis told European allies that American security is tied to that of Europe, describing NATO's principles of collective defense as a bedrock commitment.
President Trump came into office and has thrown now his full support to NATO. He, too, espouses NATO's need to adapt to today's strategic situation for it to remain credible, capable, and relevant.
He made those comments at the Munich Security Conference. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has raised the need to, in his words, create a level playing field for trade and investment. That happened in his first meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Both met for about an hour on the sidelines of a meeting of foreign ministers of the G20 top economies in Bonn, Germany. This is VOA News. United Nations aid agencies are warning they have a two-month window of opportunity in drought-stricken Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for millions of people in order to avert a catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. They describe scenes of utter devastation where people have reached the limit of their abilities to cope. Nearly 260,000 people, half of them children under five, died during the famine in Somalia between 2010 and 2012. UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Oldest Muslim organization in the United States held its seventh annual so-called Day on the Hill, a series of meetings with lawmakers. The goal for the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community USA was to discuss religious freedom, civil rights, and national security, with an added emphasis on getting across the message that most Muslims are peaceful. This comes as President Trump attempts to halt immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. New Zealand and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral ties when the country's two prime ministers met in Queenstown. Speaking at a news conference, both Bill English, the New Zealand Prime Minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, said they continue to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, despite the United States' withdrawal from that agreement. Here is Prime Minister English.
Malcolm and I are both focused on regional trade and the opportunities that free trade agreements represent. We're focused on finding ways to take the TPP forward now that the United States has withdrawn.
Prime Minister Turnbull says he had a frank and forthright discussion, several phone calls with U.S. President Donald Trump over the TPP. He called the exchanges constructive. Bob Michael, a highly thought-of U.S. member of Congress from the state of Illinois who served as leader of the House Republicans and was also known for being a skilled compromiser, died on Friday. He was 93. Michael was born in 1923, served in World War II in Europe, reaching an accomplishment there, receiving a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This hour, Dave Douglas, the great trumpeter, and Young Vibes master Stefan Harris talk about two artists who influenced them greatly. This is another edition of Jazz America with a theme that I have introduced many years ago, as a matter of fact, when Jazz America began in 1999. From time to time, I let the artists give us their thoughts about artists who made a great impression on them. I call it Under the Influence. And it's Dave Douglas, the trumpeter, and Stefan Harris who will join us later this hour to give us those impressions. Now, I began last hour of Jazz America with a salute to the late, great Nina Simone, who was born on the 21st of February in 1933. Well, in that same year, 3 days later, on the 24th of February, another great artist was born, David Fathead Newman, known as one of the great Texas tenor saxophone players. He was a multi-instrumentalist known to play the flute as beautifully as the sax, but let's enjoy some of his work from the album Song for the New Man, on which he's joined by greats like John Hicks on piano and Jimmy Cobb on the drums, for a song entitled Fast Lane, remembering David Fathead Newman to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. someday. Skip that lipstick, don't explain.
Yes, that is the familiar voice of the late, great Billie Holiday with her classic song, Don't Explain, remixed for the 21st century from the album Verve Remixed. This is Russ Davis. Hope you enjoyed that wonderful song from one of the greatest singers, one of the most influential singers in all of jazz history, in all of music history, I dare say. Well, she's had quite an influence on other vocalists, but she's also had an influence on instrumentalists. In this case, the great trumpeter, Dave Douglas, who gives us some thoughts about being impressed and influenced by a vocalist, Billie Holiday, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Billie Holiday was a huge influence on me,
mm-hmm.
In the fact that of making all those songs her own. When mm-hmm. you hear her performance, it's so unique, and it couldn't be anybody else. And you may have heard the song 1,000 times, but there's a chilling essence that she got to by really examining what her own take on the song was. And that's what I wanted to achieve. One of the earliest songs I tried to learn was All of Me, and I learned it from the Billie Holiday record, and I tried to play the trumpet the way she was singing, and this is pretty, at a pretty young age, realizing the complexity of the inflections of every note and how the reason that it means so much to us is the incredible depth of feeling that each note has, which is, I guess you could say, very complex and very simple at the same time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well said. I'm thinking of various people I've had conversations with, mm-hmm. relatable things that they've said related to what you're saying here. Stefan Harris, the mm-hmm. young vibes player, saying that when he composes, he hits one note and just starts letting the next note say, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and someone you've worked with, Horace Silver, telling mm-hmm. me that his songs come to him in his dreams,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that he would wake mm-hmm. up out of a dream and a song had spoken to him. So
it's happened to me once or twice, but I know that for him that happens a lot, and I'm envious.
And note by note, the Billie Holiday inflections and using her voice and her interpretation of a song as sort of a primer for how to do what you wanted to do, to investigate what you wanted to do. That's very interesting stuff. There's a big a big mass here, and we're all kind of feeding into it a little bit. And you're touching
on
that.
I mean it made me study the many different ways to play one note. I worked early on, and people probably listening from outside the practice room thought that I was out of my mind, but just playing one note and see how many different ways I could make it ring and make it sound and make it feel.
Dave Douglas with the song Butterfly from the album Keystone. And you can almost hear the vocal quality in his trumpet playing derived from his love and impression made by Billie Holiday. Here's another very expressive pianist, this time with a very unique style, certainly all his own. Here's Keith Jarrett from his 1975 release entitled Shades in the song Southern Smiles on Jazz America from VOA 1. What an illustrious cast of musicians joining with Keith Jarrett for that 1975 session on the album Shades and the song Southern Smiles. Dewey Redman, the father of Joshua Redman on tenor sax, the late Charlie Hayden on bass, and the late Paul Motion on drums. Hope you enjoyed that one. Coming up, another of the greats of jazz today, Stefan Harris, talks about the impression made on him by one of the greats of all time, Duke Ellington. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a very interesting message I've received from longtime Jazz America listener Henry Conte with a very interesting subject and dedication. He writes, "Hi, Russ. Enjoy the music as always. Thanks. Just a thought. I just want to say thanks to all the mixers and engineers in the studios and concerts who work with the musicians. When I listen to the mixing of the instruments and how they blend it, it's really great art. I hope you get my drift. Thanks to them all, musicians, engineers, mixers, and all in the studios. And also thanks to you, Russ." Henry Conte, Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, that's an interesting comment, Henry. And, you know, there are so many people, especially at this day and age of mass communication and electronics and how things have been advanced to the point where sometimes it doesn't even take a human being to make the music. Well, it does. If it's going to be real music, it's got to have that human emotion. But to bring it to life with electronics and remixing and how the technical side is taken care of, you're right, it's a most important part. I've been playing a few remixed songs on this edition of Jazz America, and in honor of those folks in the studios that make that magic, here's another remix. It's the Fila Brasilia remix of Cal Jader's classic Soul Sauce, and we'll dedicate it to you, Henry, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Now listen here, I really want to tell you, there's gonna be some changes in the coming year. Now you got to know, there ain't no use in lying. I'm through with all your jiving. You gotta listen in now. Listen in now, listen here now. We've got to get the groove that makes you move. Get to the down in the soul. All the dirty mess and you have to now listen here. 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 I'm gonna tell y'all the note so you take the show. And all your life has been wasted. You need chicken with me. Now all I got to give you. Now you wanna see what's through. Although I seem to be concerned. If you need you can return. Now listen here.
Listen in now. Well, listen here, come on now. Let's do what I'm saying. And I just really don't mean get real compared to what good God Almighty and I woo. Woo. Now, that president started this war. Who knew what we're fighting it for? And in a dark photo reason, gotta be cut in the cold and treason. Oh, I'm tired of being this stinking rock. You gotta help me now. Time to make it real compared to what? Hallelujah, come on.
Well, go ahead and preach it there, little sister. That is Kim Nally from her album Blues People, with a medley of three songs paying homage to Eddie Harris and Les McCann, with Listen Here, Cold Duck Time, and Compared to What. Hope you enjoyed that from the album Blues People. Now let's turn to Africa. That's the influence for Stefan Harris to create his album African Tarantella Dances with Duke, not only inspired by Africa itself, but by the writings, the composing of Duke Ellington. He took songs from the New Orleans Suite, Queen's Suite, and Gardner Meditations by Duke Ellington and turned them into his own for the 21st century with this beautiful album. We'll hear a cut from that. In fact, the title cut, African Tarantella, after we talk to Stefan Harris here on VOA's Jazz America, continuing our series, Under the Influence.
I have a CD called African Tarantella, which is for cello, viola, flute, trombone, clarinet, and I wrote a suite for that instrumentation, and then I took Duke Ellington's New Orleans suite and reorchestrated it.
Oh my goodness.
For that instrumentation, and I just put my heart and soul into that. I just took off a bunch of months. I didn't work, focused, and wrote music, so I'm so excited about that.
Tell me a little bit more about the African focus of this project.
Well, The title African Tarantella, a tarantella is an Italian dance,
yes,
in 3/4. So I wrote a piece that uses that same type of feel, but then there are moments in the piece where I mixed in African rhythms. So it's all together, and I thought that was a good snapshot of the history of this music. Obviously, this is a music that is made up of African mixed with European harmonic concepts.
Yes.
And African music has always been a big inspiration for me. I played in African dance companies when I first came to New York, and I've had djembe on several of my records, and I play some balafone. So I'm just keeping in line with the origins of the music, I think.
Have you been to Africa?
Yes, I was in South Africa about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm,
and I absolutely loved it. Fell in love with it. I was going to say, the thing about South Africa that was really interesting to me is the marimba is like the equivalent of a piano in the U.S. Everyone knows what a marimba is.
Yeah.
Here in the U.S., people, oh, you play the xylophone? No, not quite a xylophone.
Yeah. The glockenspiel?
Yeah,
the thing you play?
The glockenspiel, the bells, right? There, I was in Cape Town, and I'd see like a woman with two little kids running down the street carrying a marimba. And they'd say, you go into a restaurant, there are people singing, dancing, playing marimbas everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt so at home, so inspired. It was just the greatest experience I've had so far on this planet.
And part of the Gardner Meditations by Duke Ellington is the song African Tarantella that Stefan Harris described for us. Let's hear it now on Jazz America from VOA 1. Inspired by seeing street musicians in Istanbul, Turkey, that's Blue Rondo a la Turk, the Dave Brubeck Quartet from the classic album Time Out. Those in Turkey have been inspired by America and American jazz, too, and one of those inspired is the great Turkish piano titan Fahir Atakoglu. He joins us next week on Jazz America backstage at Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York to talk about how living in the United States has affected him, his worldview, and we'll hear music from his latest release live at Umbria Jazz. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for listening to Jazz America, and I certainly hope you'll join me next time.